My name is Mark Colville. I'm from the United States. I live in New Haven, Connecticut, in the Amistad Catholic Worker community. And I was part of the Riverside Plowshares, which was an act of disarmament that took place very publicly and during Memorial Day weekend, which is the U.S. holiday celebrating, basically celebrating war in the armed forces.
What year was that?
That was in 2003, a few months after the Pit Stop Plowshares action. Now, in New York City during Memorial Day weekend, they annually have a what they call Fleet Week, which is a celebration of the military where they bring ships up the Hudson River and they park them right on the west side of Manhattan. And the soldiers come and the sailors, they spend the week in New York, and meanwhile the ships are open for tourism and guided tours. And the one ship we chose to go on was the USS Philippine Sea, which was used to launch Tomahawk cruise missiles at Afghanistan and Iraq. We went on the tour of that ship, and when we got to the missile hatches, where the missiles come out when they're fired, we knelt down and poured our own blood and hammered on the missile hatches in a symbolic act of disarmament. We were accosted by the soldiers on board, although they actually cordoned off the area and let us continue what we were doing and arrested us about 10 minutes later. There were thousands of people watching because there is a floating museum. The USS Intrepid is now a floating museum where people go in and they learn about war and the glories of war. And they were all looking out the window at our action. And we knelt there in prayer and read the Beatitudes from Scripture and were eventually arrested.
You're waiving charges at the moment.
Well, actually, no. Believe it or not, maybe because of the extreme public nature of the action, we were interrogated for about 3 hours and then ejected without charge. And we never have been charged in the case.
So is it a bit ironic then that the Pit Stop Plowshare action in Ireland, that they're being charged with that?
It certainly is. It's a very arbitrary system of justice, certainly that we have in the U.S. and I think all over the world. I believe that the charges in this case are motivated by pressure from the U.S. government. That's my personal opinion. And yet they chose not to do anything about our action.
Did it surprise you that Ireland was being used, that Shannon Airport was being used as a stopover by the U.S. military, U.S. Air Force?
Well, I can't say it surprises me. It makes me sad, being of Irish descent myself. But I know, being a U.S. citizen and growing up with the U.S. government, I know of their strong-arm tactics throughout the world, and it wouldn't surprise me that they would use Ireland as well. It's sad. It's tragic.
Do you get disillusioned with the political situation in the United States at the moment?
Well, we get disillusioned at times, but we don't despair. And I think the reason we don't is because we live in community, we support each other, and we keep active. We try to keep acting in resistance, and that's the key to staying awake in these times. Is to act and act in community, and that's what the Plowshares movement does.
Okay, Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
A giant big hammer.
Well, you won't use the A word.
I don't know. Well, there's a libertarian buzz, yeah.
It's a good atmosphere, like, it's lots of music and people are looking pretty happy, sunshine, and it's loads of people with the inflatable green, white, and orange hammers. They're kind of out for the pit stop plowshares people. And yeah, no, this, we're kind of outside the Ambassador now, and there's another big crowd up at the Garden of Remembrance. So I think everyone's kind of getting ready to kick off and have a good day, enjoy the sun and make their point.
Well, my brother and I here, we brought this banner all the way from Brisbane, Australia. It says swords into plowshares, mate. It's got a kangaroo and an emu beating the crap out of a weapon. And we've got lots of inflatable hammers to celebrate the plowshares action down at Shannon. Oh, they're green, white and orange or gold. You know, our movement in 1968 did a draft board raid calling for the unilateral withdrawal of US troops from Vietnam. And that occurred in 1975 when they pulled out and pushed the helicopter gunships off the aircraft carriers. And but over a million people were killed in the meantime. So they're going to leave unilaterally eventually, and they should leave right now. Because US military are not part of the solution, they're part of the problem.
What would happen if the US military got out of Iraq?
I guess the people in Iraq need to be, well, they need to be in control. But it'll probably just default to some extreme group or another.
Well, I mean, the Iraqi people would have to sort out their how they want to live as best as they can, and I think they'd certainly make a better job of it than the Americans would. I mean, the Americans have killed more than 100,000 probably, and you know, and still haven't got electricity or water or anything like that working. I can't see how anyone could make a worse job of it.
That's a giant big hammer. I'm just pleased to see it. It says, hammered by the Irish. I'd like to take it to Shannon and see if I could smuggle it in there to the sort of the Marines restroom and like see what I could do with it, you know. I'm wearing my Greenpeace t-shirt, Hockler and Kesh. Hockler and Kosh in the green corner. I think it's up to the Iraqi people to decide what they want to do. I also think there's plenty of people in Iraq who could, who people could support if they're concerned about the situation in Iraq. You know, there's unemployed workers unions there, there's women's groups. Someone gave me a leaflet with a load of web pages on it. Oh, but I'd have to find it. But it's a good leaflet. Oh wait, no. Huh? I guess it again. You have to have an inbox and an outbox. But the system's broken down already, so I have an outbox for ones I'm giving out. But I think I put some of the inbox stuff into the outbox. Ah, that's the one I was looking for. There's www.equalityinirac.com, www.uuirac.org, and www.wpirac.net. So there's the General Union of Oil Workers, there's the Federation of Workers, Councils and Unions in Iraq, and lots, and they're sort of fighting against the Islamists and against the Americans, so they have a hard job, so they need support. There's standing around here in the vicinity of the Ambassador Cinema, there's about 100 people, but I reckon there'll be a couple of thousand on the march, I hope. I don't think it'll be massive, but it should be good and solid.
Can you describe the difference between the lads who'll be standing around here in the celebration here, between that and there's one up yonder as well, with loudspeakers?
Yeah, that'll tend to be a bit of a paper-selling festival and concentrate on various heads. A lot of rhetoric, you know. Not much crack, you know. Sort of a carnival of people who sort of are a bit celebrating their own powerlessness, in my opinion, way.
Well, I mean, it's just it's all for the same reason. We're all sort of against the war. Up the road, it's probably dominated by the Socialist Workers' Party and other sort of what I would call dinosaurs of the left. And whereas here it's dominated by libertarians.
Red and black, I think that's the anarchists.
It's black for our pain and red for our anger. But it's black, it's anarchism. And the black is the black of the anarchist insurrection, and the red is the red of syndicalism coming from communism. So the mixing together of the two. But from the Macno Tina, the song of Macno's army, they claim that it's black with our pain and it's red with our blood. That is another one. This is the WSM anarchist red and black flag. The old, it was actually originally the flag of the Spanish CNT from the 1930s when they had a revolution and for a few years sort of turned much of Spain into libertarian communism. Unfortunately then the fascists and the Stalinists and the liberal democracies all ganged up on them and killed them in a war. And Franco, yeah, that bastard.
What can Irish people do to stop the occupation of Shannon?
They should go down there with a sledgehammer and smash every plane, military plane, that's there. Okay. Knock it out. Of course, that's never going to happen anyhow.
What about it's realistic.
I don't know that I would necessarily be the right person since I'm not Irish. I don't think I'd want to tell Irish people what to do, but if I was going to tell the US military what to do, I'd say get the fuck out of Ireland. New Jersey. Oh, sure, there's big military installation in New Jersey and everywhere else in the United States, as well as 158 countries around the world.
Unfortunately, it's very difficult in that, you know, the Americans are obviously very powerful, but we can try and, I mean, the Irish government is allowing them to use Shannon Airport, and that's the most direct way we can influence the war. But we can also, you know, explain to people why we think it's important, why the war isn't finished, why people should keep on opposing the war and not just give up, because I think that's a problem with the anti-war movement, that lots of people have become demoralised because there's been lots of marches, there's been lots of public opinion against it, and it just seems that nothing happens, you know. We have to persuade people that it is worthwhile doing something, and, you know, doing something more effective as well.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Villecas y Alcorcón contra el Imperio Cabrón is Villecas and Alcorcón against the Aslock imperialism. Cabrón, it's like Aslock.
Vallecas and Alcorcón are two cities of Madrid against the bastard empire. Uh-huh. In Spain, there is the CNT, it's a anarchist trade union. ¿Qué?
¿Qué hablan en español el anarquismo?
Pues, bueno, el anarquismo en España, bueno, hay un sindicato que es la CNT, es un sindicato de los trabajadores, que cree en la autogestión, cree en que nosotros mismos somos los que tenemos que organizarnos y luchamos contra el mundo capitalista por un mundo mejor. Y defendemos también los derechos de todos y todas las trabajadores en España y en el mundo. No pasará, efectivamente, compañero. Okay.
That's a giant big hammer.
It's a shopping trolley that has been mutated and deconstructed, then reconstructed with two massive speakers and some kind of amplifier underneath and a Jenny on top. And the speakers are so loud that you can't even hear the Jenny, or at least just barely. It's quite a generator, isn't that what you call them, yeah? And then there's like a red and black anarchist flag in the, on a stick on the top, and then at the bottom there's two big arrows saying democracy now. So now the question is, like, what is anarchist democracy? But you'll have to ask other people about that one.
Can you tell us about anarchism and democracy?
Well, no, I can't really today. No soundbite. No. I'm afraid I can't. No.
Blocker, I reckon, is shyness. And, you know, people get a perception that it's a clique or everybody knows what's going on. They don't. And that's just the way all things are. But so you have to pay attention to those things that might seem trivial.
I learned.
Anarchism is about direct action and about democracy and about freedom, the marrying of socialism and freedom, basically, and the idea that people are responsible for their own lives and their own actions, and encouraging mass participation in the making of those decisions and in democracy, the democratic decision making, basically.
Hammer block.
So, I don't know all that much. Like, I kind of read a few histories of the Spanish Civil War and stuff like that, but I really haven't kind of the modern incarnations of it, I wouldn't be too up on.
It's like the Black Bloc, only with hammers. Hit these people on the heads with them. Don't worry, they squeak on the end. They don't hurt. They're non-violent hitting. Would they work against planes? Is that what you said? Well, I mean, they wouldn't hurt the plane, I can tell you that. The plane might laugh.
It's not easy. You know, you can say that solution is block A moves into position C and D moves to E and F to G and B to D, but it's never that simple. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm here with the hammer in support of the Irish soccer team, actually. You know, come out to show my support publicly. The Iraqi soccer team probably wouldn't have a hammer that said hammered by the Irish, but the way the world's going these days might be true. I don't know.
Certainly, yeah, you want the war to stop and all the rest, but until the vast majority of the population is willing to understand the reasons, then it'll all just reoccur again, because if you're not focusing on the reasons, like, and you're only focusing on the symptoms, then, you know, it's like taking a tablet for a headache. It'd go away for a while, but, you know, the underlying cause, although maybe analogy with a headache is bad, because, you know, but that's the point.
What are the causes and what can people do about them?
That's
a giant big hammer.
There's multiple causes. There's never any single cause. There's a confluence of many effects and forces and things. But, I mean, undoubtedly capitalism has got a central role. But even if that was gone tomorrow, in years past we had empires before capitalism and forms of authority, and they had wars too. So it's that whole nature of, you know, authority, and then the people just willingly glad to be led. So it goes much further than that.
So what are the chances of US soldiers getting out of Ireland and out of Iraq?
Pretty slim at the moment, unfortunately, because all the potential of the big demos was lost by simply pointless manoeuvring. And if there had been more support built for sort of direct action type tactics, I think there might be some chance. That's the only hope, is that if it becomes financially impossible for them to be here, I mean, the Irish government aren't going to tell them to fuck off. So really what's needed is more of that direct action type activity, and the official anti-war movement isn't interested in organising that at the moment for some reason. Well, I mean, for example, the individual direct actions that was taken by the pit stop ploughshares people were very effective. The attempt at mass direct action on the 1st of March 2 years ago would have been and could have been effective as well. And the idea that people would actually go down and make it unworkable for troops to come through the airport. And then I think what we need to do as trade unionists is look for the trade union movement to offer that the workers in Shannon should be offered the protection of the trade union movement if they decide to take action, and should be encouraged to take action in terms of refusing to handle the planes.
So rather than talk about things, just get active.
Exactly, that's about it. Stop marching up and down the street, because there's not much point in gathering at the top of Arnell Square and walking up and down O'Connell Street. I mean, the marches are effective in the point of sort of showing that there are big crowds, but they're very demoralising if you just march after march after march and nothing happens, and then the marches just get smaller all the time. It's quite a very disappointing turnout today, really. You know?
You're missing all the speeches, Gregor. I don't know if you know what to think.
I can't cope with that. I can't cope with missing speeches. But the scene here at the moment is that around at the top of Arnell Square, there's a number of people gathering to listen to speeches as to why they're opposed to war. Everybody knows why we're opposed to war. And speeches, I suppose, have their effect. But what we have here is a gathering of anarchists and other people, and we're going to join in the march whenever they come down. And so there's plenty of red and black flags and a great bit of enthusiasm and energy.
For some hammers.
Aye.
Any spare hammers going?
The buy them, Robbie. Jesus, how cheap are you? They're only 3 euros. Oh.
thought I had gone to bring back some DVDs. And when I came back, it was still the black and red flags, but the people had exploded. You know, I thought, oh my God, yeah, where have all these people come from? And then it was the main.
How many do you think are here?
Man, we're Apollo Street from the cinema down to the bridge is full of people. So 3,000 at least, I'd say. Then I don't know. It's always difficult.
What would the 3 million spend every year on paying for US costs that our government spends? 3 million a year. What would you spend that on instead?
Actually, I'd spend it on a big boat to put the parliament in and float them off somewhere, you know. Somewhere around Iceland or Greenland, you know, we can drop anchor up there, you know, and that probably, yeah, it wouldn't be cruel, 3 million, they'd have quite a bit of food and so on.
They're all out of the country now anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't let them back in that case. Ray, how's it going?
Yes,
how are you?
That's a giant big...
Thank you.